It's Tuesday, April 16th, 2024. It is also, a little additional note here, my 39th birthday. And this year, for my birthday, I am opening for pre-order my newest book, which is fittingly called How to Turn 39. It is not a book just for 39-year-olds or people in the general elder millennial age demographic like me. It is for people of all ages who are thinking about age and growing older and how to do it better and want some essays and thoughts and meditations on that topic. Folks of any age who are thinking about what their future looks like and who are keen to perhaps go through that process a bit more intentionally. Now, if any of that sounds interesting to you, consider picking up a copy of How to Turn 39. You can pre-order it most of the places you would typically do so. You can click a link in the show notes of this episode, and that will take you to a page where you can click the link to your book platform of choice, where you can do some pre-ordering if you care to. A huge thanks if you decide to pre-order this book. It is not easy for an indie author in this online sales environment, but this is one of the better ways to poke the relevant algorithms and tell them that a book might be worth showing to other people. So if you buy a copy, you are directly helping to support me and the work I do, including One Sentence News, while also helping to get my work in front of more people. So thank you in advance for that. And all of that said, let's talk about the news. From the Associated Press, Colombia's capital starts rationing water after reservoirs hit historically low levels. Last week, for the first time in four decades, the government of Bogota, the capital of Colombia, started rationing water due to historically low reservoir levels caused by an ongoing regional drought. The city implemented water rationing in 1997, but that was due to a technical failure in the city's water system. The last time it suffered a drought that led to rationing was 1984. These new rationing rules are fairly lightweight at this point, requiring that neighborhoods reduce their water use for 24-hour periods 3 times per month, and officials will review the impacts of these measures every 15 days to determine when and whether they should be increased or halted. From Ars Technica, U.S. drug shortages reach record high with 323 meds now in short supply. New data collected by the American Society of Health System Pharmacists indicate that there are 323 ongoing shortages of drugs in the United States right now, including chemotherapy drugs, Adderall, and emergency crash cart injectables used at hospitals. This surpasses the previous widest-spanning drug shortage in the country back in 2014, when 320 drugs were in short supply. And the primary cause of multiple causes is money-related, many generic drugs earning their producers little or no profit, and the razor-thin margins on these products disincentivizing competitors from stepping in to fill the gap. And from the Wall Street Journal, Tesla to lay off more than 10% of workforce, Musk tells staff in email. After reporting its first year-over-year decline in quarterly deliveries since 2020, Tesla owner Elon Musk told Tesla's staff in an email that the company needs to reduce costs and will thus be laying off more than 10% of employees. That decline in deliveries was only one bad piece of news for Tesla in recent years, as the company has been struggling to keep up with heightened competition in the West and incredibly aggressive and government-backed EV makers in China, which have been moving quickly to export their ever-higher quality, ever-lower-price offerings internationally. Musk says that the company's rapid expansion has also led to a duplication of roles and responsibilities across Tesla's more than 140,000-strong global workforce, and this wave of layoffs aims to reduce those growth-related redundancies. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.